Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we try to do here every single day. It is Wednesday, August 11th, 2021. Our quote of the day: we are one with all humanity and the elements of the universe. Regardless of time, place, and background, you have the ability to change your life by being one with the universe. And that is from our guest today, Sanjeev Verma. He is a master yoga meditation master, Ayurvedic astrologer. Very excited to have him here today. Before we get to him, welcome. Happy hump day to our Heal Squad. We're coming to you from Split Coast. Kelsey is in jury duty currently at the moment. So Bree has jumped in to help us get this show off the ground. Kevin, of course, is here with me on the East Coast for the small amount of time that I'm left here. You're going to be back here for a little bit though, right, Boo? And I can't hear you.
Sorry, it's my first time.
It's your first time doing a show, so you forgot to unmute yourself. Beautiful.
Yeah,
I think we'll be great today, guys. We're doing great.
We'll it's be going here. Well. We'll be here for a minute, I think. Yeah, just a little love needed to the property and for and for Dad, just to make sure he's in the safest, best space.
Yeah,
and yeah, and then back to LA to kind of crank up the new version of your show.
Yeah,
not too much different than the old version. I don't want to get people nervous.
No. You know? Just a little bit more elevated, focused, I guess, could be good for it.
We've been mishmashed for almost, a year between pandemic and tumors and illness. And I think that, having you full time, with, Kelsey, me and Pooja and kind of everyone working with you every day, it's going to just kind of put us on a better path, so to speak. By the way, I'm so excited. Like, can you really change karma? I love the tease of their show today.
Really, I'm excited to learn more about that.
Oh man.
Yeah. Honey. I know. Well, it's funny because I don't think I have bad karma, but I remember him telling me. So I worked with Sanjeev earlier in the year for quite some time because it was suggested to me from Yogi Cameron, who's a friend of mine, and he was helping me. And so I learned so much about myself because the planets really, where they are in your chart makes such a difference or really explain to you who you are. So a lot of the things, actually I could pull up what he had told me because it was kind of cool. So, I'm always like, I'm just super, super fair. So apparently my rising sign is Pisces, but I'm ruled by Jupiter, which means I'm a teacher. Family's my priority.
And by the way, you get all of this comes from knowing the time you were born and the date.
Yeah. So he puts you take the time you were born, the place you were born, and the day you were born. And that's how you kind of see where the planets were. So my moon is Libra, which is all about justice, fairness, and balance. And so that totally describes me, as you know, honey. And so anyway, I learned a lot, and it's interesting because you can use this to kind of know where you're at in your cycle. And I remember him saying that I'm paying karmic debts right now. And I'm like, me? I don't have bad karma. What kind of karmic debts would I be paying? I do good. So I guess we all have them.
Well, what was the answer? Is it past lives? Is it ancestral?
Well, I think there is components of that for sure. We'll have to ask him to remind us. But it's really fascinating. You can make sense of a lot of things when you do these charts, and it can help direct you. And even today, so as I'm forging the new direction for this show and the website and kind of how to encompass old Maria and new Maria and like forward Maria, there were some things in there about what I'm supposed to do with my life that I realized I didn't take into account. So for example, let's see. I will find it in here.
You know what it all goes back to? All of your guests, it just goes back to this heightened awareness.
Yeah.
That most of us don't have, but can have, you know what I mean? Like the fact that every day you're so aware of everything happening in your life and you're processing it. But I hear all of your guests are doing that too. I'm trying to do it more. Kelsey's trying to do it more, but yeah. I feel like that's what was missing. I know from my life, you just kind of power through, you drink your caffeine, you get banged in the head, you get up, you just, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you got to pay attention to why things are happening, right? So like this morning I woke up and I told Kevin, I'm like, okay, a lot of shitty things have happened these last 5 years, a lot of great things too, but a lot of really challenging things have presented themselves. And I'm like, they have to be coming for a reason. They're coming for us to shift, to just find a new path that we weren't going to find. We would have just stayed stuck in that kind of, you know, place because we weren't being challenged to go forward. And so if you can keep realigning to the notion that it's happening for you, not to you, even the bad, bad stuff, it's pushing you to do the things that you might kind of secretly know you're supposed to do inside, but we're too scared. And then just God throws these bricks down. But anyway, what I didn't incorporate into this, and I guess I did, but not thoughtfully, is he was saying in my career, I have to be a guide, a mentor, a speaker. My house of expression, it says vocal expression is ruled by Mars. People will take me as a director. Use the energy of Jupiter. I can do very well with career foundation, but need to build a house. All resources need to be in place. I need to start to build. Oh shit. So he told me this months ago. That's kind of what I'm starting to do now. This is so funny. Max potential guru, counselor, coach, speaker. And so I think that there are some adjustments into what I was planning on doing that now I'm reminded to take into account. So everything happens for a reason. And that's why Sanjeev is supposed to be on the show today. So we might as well get to it. Sanjeev Verma has helped countless people around the world take control of their lives and turn their dreams into reality. He's a yoga meditation master, life coach, spiritual master, and Vedic astrologer. And he uses his skills in astrology and meditation as part of his mentoring and transformation plan. So Heal Squad, let's welcome to the show, Sanjeev Verma.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Was I making, yeah. Were you hearing everything I said? Did I make sense of what I said?
Yes, it did make sense. And your rising sign as per Vedic astrology is Pisces. And so you were talking about that Pisces sign is ruled by planet Jupiter. And Jupiter is predominantly very strong in your chart. So that's where the whole guruhood or the teachings or the mentorship and the seeking and getting into the divine knowledge aspect is all part of the word guru actually is also coming from planet Jupiter, or the word guru is related with the planet Jupiter. Guru, which really means is Jiyu means darkness and Aryu means light. So going from darkness to light. And anybody who can do that, even in a school teaching or in a home environment or with friends or anybody who can show the light is truly a Jupiter-based person. So anybody who does counseling and who does mentoring, guiding, consulting, helping people out, or showing them the light in some sense, whether it's a material light, whether it's a spiritual light, whichever way. So that it didn't take me much to figure that out, that you can be that light. And
thank you. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'd love to know a little bit about how you got into all of this, the Vedic astrology, the meditation, and the yoga.
Yeah, I would say
get into how it can help people.
Yes, absolutely. So essentially, I was born in India, right in the middle of all of this thing. Anytime any issues were there, nobody would go to the counselors or psychiatrist or the psychologist. They would just go to an astrologer, and they would get their answers from there. They'll get the guidance from there. They will get their counseling from there. They'll get their hope from there.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Facebook group and Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
So going there and checking it out was a routine thing, you know, and everybody would have their horoscopes made. And I think major population of India has that thing still going on, you know, the same kind of approach towards astrology. So being born under that environment, it was kind of my curiosity that how does it work? What is the mystery and where it is hidden? How the connection is, you know, it always fascinated me when somebody would really predict something in a very close range. And then the question would come that, do I have a free will or not? Am I totally guided by the planets? My life has been controlled. And when I'm going through a painful journey, that means, do they have something against me? They are punishing me? What's going on?
Oh my God, you know? Answer everything you just asked. I need to know the answers to all of it.
So it's just like, so that I got really curious about it. And then I started to study it a little bit. And it just so happened, I mean, I was showing my chart to somebody and that person said, you are an astrologer. I said, no, I'm not. I just don't know even the A of astrology. And he couldn't believe it. And he said, your chart shows you are an astrologer. And I said, well, if it's in my chart, why don't you teach me? So he said, well, I can guide you somewhat. And he kind of gave me the basics and gave me a couple of books to read. And I just came back home that day. I still vividly remember. And I started reading the book. And I finished one book in one night, another book in another night. And then third day, I went to him and I said, I'm ready. And he said, no way, forget it. I've been studying this for the last 6 years, you know. And honestly, I think it was somewhere deep down inside me. Maybe it was in my being or my maybe previous life studies or something, that I just went through the books and I felt that I just know it. I just know it. And third day, I started to make some predictions. And then my friend said, you're ready. You can make the predictions.
Were you so making how, predictions based on astrology charts?
Yeah. So after 3 days, I just started to play around with this more in the predictive part. And then it got more and more deeper into it. And then what I found out, that the basis of the subject is karma. And karma, when it comes to fruition, and in this lifetime, you assume a body, you are living, you're that accumulated karma through your destiny. And at the same time, you are putting in some new karmic seeds in this far farm of your energetic field, which lives in your chakras and your subconscious mind, and which is going to come to fruition sometime in future, maybe in this life, maybe next life or following, depends. So for soul, it is not defined by lives. Soul is a continuous journey. Body is something which defines your life. And body is literally the last layer of, so say you are a soul, and from soul's energy is consciousness, which is expanding from the soul. And this consciousness, when starts to assume things through our five senses, it turns into mind. And mind's expression or manifestation is our body. So body is the compulsion of the mind. And mind is the energy of the consciousness, which expresses itself in many different ways, whether it's a physical form or it is a mental form, and also in emotions. So everything is intertwined. It's just like a matrix, and this matrix of karma, in which one component is astrology. Astrology really means is that when I'm looking at a chart, I'm looking at your accumulated karma. And then at the same time, I'm looking at your unconscious mind where it actually has come to fruition and has formed your destiny. So I'm reading your destiny at the same time. So it is, everything is so together that it it cannot be separated. So to know one, you need to know the other, and to need to know the other, you need to know the third one. So it's just literally that way. And then 97% of mass of human body is made up of carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, and sulfur. And these six most common elements of life on Earth, they are actually elements made in the stars in due course of time. So as somebody said, that we are made up of stardust, so they are not wrong, you know. So there's a huge connection. So we are literally the energetic fields of the energy of these planets into us. And their consciousness is expressing itself through our physical body. So, like I said, your Jupiter is strong. What it really means is that your Jupiter is the element of Jupiter. Whenever it is going to be more stronger in the time and space, you will act with the energy of Jupiter as its characteristics. So when I said you can be a mentor, you can be a guide, you can be a speaker, you can put this energy out, it is no fluke, because it is somehow in there. So when you were reading out my introduction there and you're saying the oneness of the universe, this is the oneness of the universe, that you cannot be separate. So it is just like you have a little cut on your finger, the whole body, every single aspect of your body, whole mechanism, your mind, body, chemicals in your body, everything rushes towards it to protect it and heal it right there and then. The problem with us is we have separated ourselves from the universal body. And we believe that I exist as individual, as me. But the moment we get a little cut, the whole universe rushes towards us to protect us, to heal us, and be with us. So as I was saying, that I was used to wonder, is there something out there to punish us? Is God wants to punish me? Or we are not so important for those. We are tiny little things. There's no personal animity. There's nobody is hurting us. Who's hurting us is ourselves. We ourselves. We are either our best friends or worst enemies. And we operate through mind. And if mind is on our positive side, then its best friend on the negative side is the worst enemy. So everything is literally is in its whole oneness. Nothing is separate. And when you connect with other elements around you, I mean, you are having the best time of your life, you know? So
how does it work when you know, the spiritual gurus will say, the universe wants to give you what you want? That makes it seem like the universe is our friend. So then with polarity, wouldn't there be a foe as well? So isn't there?
No.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past. But as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
Like you're saying, there's no bad guys, but I think that sometimes whatever the bad guys were perceiving, I was even saying today, they're there to push you towards where you're supposed to be or you're supposed to go. That's how I interpret it. So can you explain that?
Sure. So everything is in the poles of opposites. As per our mind, we see things in duality. So we see black and white, right and wrong, light and darkness, you know. So whenever there is light, the significance of light is only when there is darkness. If there's no darkness, there's no significance of light. There's no pain, there is no happiness. So anything positive has to exist, then the opposite also has to exist. And without the opposite, it won't happen. So if there is goodness in the universe, then there is negative aspects also are therein. But depends on where you are vibrating. And wherever you are vibrating, that's the experience you are going to have with the universe. Nothing is really against you. It is the same energy which you are going to either navigate in the direction of so-called, I would say, negativity. Maybe, for example, somebody who is very caught into crime, or is a criminal, or likes to hurt, or is a bit of a sadist person, the energy of that person and mine is no different mine has been guided into doing something good for the same on the opposite side. But both exist, and they will continue to exist. There is no way it can be taken away. But the thing is, if you are in a dark room, you cannot throw the darkness out of the room. You can try your whole best, and you just cannot. But it's a very simple remedy to it, that you just switch on the light and darkness is gone. Because darkness has the nature to merge into light. It just gets absorbed and merged into it and loses its identity. And darkness always wants to lose its identity. So there is always a good in every single human being. And the bad side really wants to merge into it and give up on it. Because the basic human nature is more light. Because whoever has experienced soul, they have seen soul as a tiny little spark of light, maybe size of sesame seed. Small little thing. And that's the light. But ego is the shadow effect of the light. Right? Opposite. Earth would never have night if the shadow of the earth itself is not on the other side of the sun. You know, so, but it is always day in a way.
So we kind of need each other.
Yes. So when you are saying that, how you can really, if you are vibrating in the right direction of things and your vibrations are really high on it, you will connect with the same frequency in the universe. Universal mind is a vibrational field. It has frequencies, billions of frequencies. Whatever you can ever imagine or have a thought of, it is already there. So if you have that high level of elevated thought, along with higher vibration, a force behind it, is going to connect exactly with the same. Light and sound, they both connect with the same frequency. So you're going to connect all your thoughts with the same frequency, which is out there. So literally you're living in a cosmic mind. And in this cosmic mind, you have small little mind of yours. So it's just like a tower, a wireless tower. And you are like a small little this cell phone, which connects with that. And depends on if you are on 2.5 megahertz of frequency, or you are on 3.4 gigahertz, or depends what, I don't know much about that. But electronically, but wherever you are, that's where you are going to connect with.
So when you feel like your life is a roller coaster, which I do sometimes, I'm like, oh my God, yes, on Friday, my life's amazing. By Sunday, it's shit.
Yeah.
What happens? And why is it? Because we have polarity within our own lives. So again, like without the light, you can't have darkness without the light. So you wouldn't even know that that was amazing if you didn't have the shit day on Sunday. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Yeah, that makes sense. See, another thing is that what your mind is exposed to. So if you look at today's media or today's exposure, even to little children, they are exposed to all sorts of things. You will be surprised that the most enlightened people, not like Buddha or Jesus or Krishna, but those who are really up there, they have time to time worst possible thoughts passing through their minds. The only thing is they don't pay attention to it. They just laugh at it and let it go.
Wow. That's strength.
So you just cannot escape it. There's no way you can escape it because you have been exposed to it. Once you are exposed, it goes into your memory or subliminal memory. It's going to stay there. And time to time, it's going to come forward as it's in there.
Yeah.
But you're going to just ignore it, go past it, to continue your journey in the direction you're going, you know?
So explain how knowing your Vedic astrology chart is different than any other one, because I was sent to you because I was told Vedic astrology is the most accurate.
Well, there are a few factors involved. Okay. Mm-hmm. It can be very accurate. It cannot be both. And any astrology could be, you know. Yeah, Vedic has a little bit more edge because it's based on transits of moon. Moon transits every 2.25 days, about 30 degrees in the sky. So it has more zeroed in time, and it can be more accurate that way. A moon also represents our mind, the energy of the mind. So it is based on that. So it's very, very important. And it can be more accurate that in that sense. But really, your chart is a map. A reader is a map reader. How experienced this map reader is going to depend on that, first of all. Secondly, intuition is very, very important. There are so many aspects of one planet, and there are so many combinations. You have to intuitively pick something out of it. And then you have to nail it down as a prediction. So you need to have your own intuitive aspect very strong. Also, you need to have your own meditations going on, your own purity going on, your own the kind of food you eat. So you have to go through your own discipline to do justice to that.
So as you, the astrologer, you're saying?
As, yeah.
Yeah, you have to be in the right space to be able to channel everything.
Exactly. And also depends, like when you are doing a chart, what kind of state of mind you are in. If you have a bad headache and you're looking at a chart, I mean, it's not the time to do it. No. So you have to be in your own alignment to look at that map, and then you are predicting. And trust me on this, my experience of years and years and years and years of that, I have seen people, those who have done PhD in astrology, and when it comes down to predictive aspect, they would fail. Many of those, I'm not saying everyone, but I've seen people, those who have hardly studied it, and their predictions are damn accurate. And I call it downloading. So if you are in that space where you have the downloading of information, then you are really, really going to be a good astrologer and predict very well. Subject has no shortcoming of its own. The shortcoming is in the reader. No? So one of the things I always, if a friend asks me who's practicing and say how I can really narrow down onto my predictions, I always tell them, meditate on the chart. Chart is going to tell you what to tell them. And as you really connect.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heal Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heal Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
With the chart, it tells you. It just tells you what's the story here.
But also you take questions. So I know that sometimes you'll say, tell me what you're wondering about. And then you'll look through the chart and be able to interpret quickly an answer, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's needed because it is so many aspects of it. You really need to know which aspect you really need to meditate on or go deeper into, mm-hmm. and unfold that aspect. Otherwise, to read a chart, the whole chart and whole, you know, your destiny, whole life, it can take days or maybe months, you know. So within half an hour, an hour, you have to justify some specific aspects of life. So you really need to be very focused on that.
Yeah. How do you, I never heard you say destiny necessarily. Like, even when we were doing the chart, it's like, this is what you would do really well with. When does destiny come into the picture?
Well, actually, that's your destiny. Is opening up every single second. So another way I can explain this is that what I'm reading is a pre-recorded DVD of your life. So you put the DVD in a DVD player, digital reader reads over it, unfolds the story on the screen of the TV. This world is a DVD player. You are a pre-recorded DVD. You enter into it. Time is the digital reader, which reads over your story, unfolds it every single second on the screen of this universe. And in this DVD, there are many other characters. And this world is a huge, big DVD player in which there are billions of DVDs playing together. And there are some characters in yours and you are in someone else's. And they are some intertwined DVDs playing together, maybe in a sphere. And then they connect in time and space as at a given point where you are having the experience of other persons. So like we are having this experience right now. So you were part of my destiny. And I was part of your destiny. Somewhere, somehow, we are in each other's DVDs, just playing the character right now.
Interesting. So if we look at the idea that this chart is kind of our map, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like predetermined kind of DVD for your life. I want to go back to your original question of, do we have free will?
Yeah. So the choices we make or the free will, it's a very deep thing. I can go very deep on one side and I can explain you it in a very simple way. So simpler side, as you had mentioned, try to be simple, Sanjeev. So I'm trying to be as simple as possible. I hope I'm not going overboard, but...
No, it's great.
Free will. Okay, so our free will is like this. You have to play a role. Now, in your role, in that character, how good a role you are going to play, how the best you are going to play. If you are a mother, how good of a mother you will be. If you are a soldier, how good of a soldier you are going to be. If you are a teacher, how good of a teacher you are going to be. You can enhance anything in your life which you want to, good or bad. You can enhance your whole power in whatever aspect of your life you are struggling in. You can really enhance the positive side of that. And positive, you can really enhance to more positive. So that's the freedom we have. That's where our free will is, really. But there are certain things which cannot be changed. Your parents cannot be changed. The place of birth cannot be changed. You, as a person, whoever your basic nature is, you're born with it. As a female, cannot be changed. It will remain. So there are certain things which cannot be changed. Some can be tweaked for better or worse. So if you're going through a difficult phase in your life and you want to stay above it, then you have to vibrate on a higher frequency level. So this is here at a low frequency experience of sadness for some reason, or a painful journey you're going through. Somebody died, for example, and you are raising your vibrations here, keeping it here, this whole event is going to come, touch you, and go, but it's not going to damage you. So that's where our whole spiritual aspect of life comes in. What spirituality is really the science of spirit. And there are tools. There are tools like mantras, meditation, or chanting, or hymns, or reading spiritual books, or positive books, maybe whatever religion you believe in. So connecting with that aspect, because it instantly raises your vibrational field and you can stay afloat. Think life is going to throw things at you. There's nobody who is not going to have that. Everybody is going to have it. But how prepared you are for that is part of your free will. You know, like in a chart, I can never tell who's going to be really a billionaire or the richest person of the world. Nobody can say that. But somehow they're that aspect and they're that vibrational field. They have raised it either by knowingly or unknowingly, whichever way, by luck or whatever you can call it, to that level that they are billionaires or they are in that space, you know, the best athletes. Anybody who's really best to the best and beyond the normal, they have raised it somehow. They could be born with it and yet can have a lower experience. So if I look at a chart, yeah, you're going to have a good, rich life, yet you could live a very mediocre life because you're not enhancing it. You have to give energy.
It's like if you have all really great ingredients for something, but you just don't cook it at the right temperature.
Exactly. Very true.
Yeah. So we have free will. So we come in with this chart and then our choices throughout dictate where we're going to go. And so by getting your astrology chart read, you can kind of see, like for me, like I said earlier, I really was able to understand myself better and get validation for a lot of things because, you know, I know I'm very fair and very justice oriented and all of these things. But then when I hear you say that that's what my chart says, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Yes, I'm right. There's almost like a thing where someone has to tell us that we're right about ourselves sometimes.
Yes, there's no fluke in life. That's what I truly feel. Wherever your deepest desire is, that's where the things are happening. So we are all born with one higher will, which is the highest purpose of a human birth. And everything supports in that. And it's evolution of your soul. So you are evolving as a soul more so than as a human being. Human being is a limitation. So from being a soul being, we have become a human being. So we are evolving back into that soul being. And that's the purpose of human life, that you evolve back to that source or back to that power. So when you're doing anything which is lower, or you're trying to go further down from a human body to a lower body through your actions, then you're missing on this life's opportunity to evolve and live your higher purpose as a soul. But you are caught into the human aspect or the body aspect of this mechanism, and you are literally wasting your life, whether you have made billions or whether you have done remarkably very well in your life. But that is the highest. And whenever you're trying to do that, everything comes in your support. So all planets, everything is trying to.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. you know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Teach you lessons through which you evolve to that level.
So how do you help people live to their highest purpose? Because that's one of the things I meditate on every day. I'll say, you know, God, please help me to live up to my highest potential.
Yeah. So it's simple in one sense, it's very simple, but when it comes to doing it, then it becomes a whole different thing. So I say first thing is that go inward. Outward is the journey of mind. Your eyes are open. You can go far, 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 far away from you and keep receiving information. You can keep receiving information through your 5 senses. All your senses are below your eyebrows. Sense of hearing, sense of taste, smell, eyes, everything is below here. So that's why they say meditate on your third eye. Go inward here.
I didn't know that.
So you go beyond senses.
Into the higher brain.
Yeah. You have to go beyond senses, essentially. The moment you close all your senses down, now you look inside, there is a bone here. There is a skull here. But you look, you are seeing a space. Where is that space? Where it is? You can see really millions of square kilometers inside you. What is that space is really, you know? So when you are going to go inward, reverse, it is not the evolution of mind. It is the dissolution of mind. It is the dissolution of senses. It is going totally backwards. Whatever we have learned has to be unlearned. So there are different stages of it. So I say there are seekers, those who are curious. They just want to touch and see a little bit. Hey, okay, what's it? Okay, Sanjeev is talking about karma, let's hear, and you know, that's fine. But go about their thing. Then somebody would be like, I want to know. So they are seekers. So these seekers, then they are true seekers and they are just seekers. True seekers will do something about it. They are going to take one further step, maybe read a book, maybe read Bible, maybe read something else. They will read something or they will attend something. In today's time, it is seminars and other things, and there are gurus and there are ashrams, and you can, you know, so they will start doing things. Then they will get to know. If you continue to seek knowledge, there will be a point you will get to know. And you would be like, okay, I know. I know what God is, what's life, what's this or what's that. But this knowledge remains at the level of mind, remains at the level of ego. It's just like you have not experienced something and yet you are claiming that I know it. So say you are a doctor, you have done doctorate on honey. You know everything about honey, its chemical composition, its compounding, its taste. You don't know the taste, but you know everything else, the color, the whole thing, bumblebee and hives and how, you know, it's been collected and everything, processing everything. But you have never put it on your tongue. You have not experienced honey, really. It is all knowledge. You can write volumes about it. But that 1 second experience of putting it on your tongue is greater than all those books you have read or written. Because it's a direct experience of honey in your consciousness. It's between you and the honey. You become one with it at that moment. So the experience is the key, that once you start to experience your consciousness and your soul, which we call maybe divine bliss, something beyond our logic or definition, then we kind of know, okay, I'm experiencing it. So say Krishna said something, or Buddha said something, or Jesus said something, or some other master said something, those who were enlightened, they said something based on their experience. It was their experience, though, but it was their experience, not mine. I can validate their experience only if it's mine. Up until then, it is just something I'm trusting and learning and try to have that profound experience. But till then, it is short of everything else. So I truly say, whether you know, you don't know, doesn't matter. You really need to go inward, meditate, take that journey. Without that, nothing is happening.
I love it.
It will never happen. It's all going to be talk, nothing else.
I think that's really helpful. I want to, because we're already running out of time, I want to get into karma. So tell us what karma is and what it isn't.
Okay, that's great. So karma is, first of all, I feel karma is a reaction. First, it is a reaction, then it turns into action, and then there is a chain of action and reaction. So something rises in the nature. And when that happens, you react to it. So just for example, you get hungry. What you're going to do? You're going to take an action. You're going to react to hunger and you're going to take an action. And your action is going to be, you want to put food or something in your mouth. That's your action. In that action, there are many other actions. Those actions are, you're going to source the food. How you're going to source is another action. What kind of job or work you are going to do and how you are going to earn. Are you going to bag, steal, borrow, or earn that? How you're going to do it? What kind of food? Are you going to eat vegetables? You're going to eat meat? You're going to eat what you're going to eat is another aspect of it. Then it is going to depend on your nature. If you are of a purer nature, you will source that food in a purer chain or sequence of actions and then have it. If you are impurer, you may just steal it, you know? So that's your nature. Your nature is going to define it. So you are walking on the road, there is somebody walking in front of you, drops his wallet, what would be your first reaction?
You will just, sir, you dropped your wallet, here it is. And then I give it to him.
You give it to him and he takes it, puts this in the pocket, and he doesn't say a word. What you're going to say? He doesn't say a word. He just puts it in the pocket. Not a word.
I'd be horrified. He didn't say thank you.
Thank you. This is where you just created karma. Because it was happening in the scheme of the universe. There's no fluke. He was walking in front of you. You were behind. He dropped his wallet. You picked it up. Based on your nature, you gave it back to him. If there was somebody else and his nature was, you could have pocketed it. Now, this guy didn't say thanks because that was his nature. And you expected a thanks. And you were like ridiculous. You know, this guy didn't even say a thanks. And that very moment, you created your ego and your karma around it. And it was, though, a good action, but its karmic output was negative because of what you just expected.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So that's karma. So karma is, in other words, when you have an intention, you put that intention in motion through an action, very targeted towards a goal, and give your energy to it, It is a complete inevitable karma and is going to have its consequences, result, coming back. Everything is going to happen in that. So that would be absolutely complete karma. Now, there are three layers of karma. One is accumulated layer, which has come to fruition, which has formed your destiny. You can't do much about it. But then there is another accumulated karma, which has not come to destiny point. It is still in the field. You can do something about it. And then there is forward or current karma. Whatever you're doing in now, you can do it consciously, because that's going to become your future karma, or forward paying, as we say. You know, it's going to become that. So it's a cycle. And in this cycle, the biggest culprit is one thing. And if you can eliminate that aspect, then there is no karma done, despite doing the karma. And that is that I am the doer. I am doing it. If you are doing it, then you own it. If you own it, you're going to face the consequences of it, good and bad both, because you are the field of karma. So what we are doing right now, if I say, is, are we doing it or is it happening? We will probably say we are doing it, right? But in this doing, there is a lot of happening also going on, because it depends on five factors. So your intention, your mind, my mind, time, space means place, and cosmic mind, they all came together for this to happen. Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened. So it is a happening in which we are taking the credit because of intention. And we can take a little bit of credit, that's fine. And that's where the thing of feeling of gratitude comes in place, that was allowed, that all other four factors also came together to do it in this given moment. No. So this is where the whole karmic thing goes. And karma lives in your subconscious mind and in your chakra energy. Depends on the nature of the karma. Then subconscious mind has a vibrational field in which it does not live as good and bad, right and wrong, but it lives as it is, as being recorded by, say, a video camera. So it lives in there. So it doesn't know the difference. So the vibration of that determines your experience, because it's going to connect with the same energy or vibration or the frequency in the subconscious mind of the universe. And then it happens in our life as it is. Then we blame why God is punishing me, why the planets are punishing me, why? Because you had put it in the first place in that field, and this was coming out now.
So do we all have periods where we pay our karmic debts? Because I was saying earlier how you told me I'm in that period where I'm paying karmic debts, and now I know where I've accumulated them from. It's expectation and ego.
Yes. And there are other factors also. But see, the thing is, karmic debt is something, okay, you have lived something with somebody. So just to give you an example, say in your previous life, you had a very bad relationship with your husband. And your everything you wanted to do, he was the biggest problem. He didn't let you do that. And you, inside you, you kept on imbibing this. Suppose if I was not married, my life would have been so great and beautiful and different. I made a major mistake by getting married. Marriage is the worst thing possible on this planet. Okay, that's your learning. So this learning is in your subconscious. Now you're born in the next life, and now you're not getting married. And your conscious mind is saying, marriage is important. Your parents are saying, hey, you should get married. Society is saying you should get married. You want to get married because this life's conditionings are different than what you had learned. Now there's a conflict between your learning and your conscious living here in this life. who's going to win, you know? So that unless that learning has been turned around, your experience in this lifetime is not going to change.
But that's so hard. How do you know what your past life was?
You just don't know. But based on your learning, you can know, okay, there is a learning. Because of this, I'm having this experience of not getting married in this lifetime. You're born with the right to love and be loved. But you have blocked it yourself. When? That is the biggest question. When? We don't know. So even if we don't know when, and we recognize this, that I am responsible for this, not the whole universe and everybody else, or my bad parenting or dysfunctional family. Nobody else is responsible. I am responsible. But I want to change this, to have this experience of my this life's learning, and I really want to have it. Then your inner shift starts to come.
Then how do you do that?
So then you access your subconscious mind consciously. You access your chakra energies wherever it is stuck. And that's where all the work on the work I was doing with you is miracle of karma clearing, essentially.
And the sound vibrations.
And the sound vibrations. So when we are born with when universe imprint on us, the moment we come out, whole universe imprints on us. So there's all lights, all sounds, all the universal energies, even people standing next to you are all getting in you. Everything is getting imbibed in you. If the light is on, fan is running, the fountain is running, or nurses are talking, or whatever, it's all getting into you. This is the first time your senses are receiving information in full swing, and it's going to go and imprint on you. Boom. Now there are 108 sound vibrations in our zone. They get imbibed also in us. And there are, my discovery is that we get affected the most by 6 to 10 sound frequencies. And I call it as your own sound signature you're born with. And they influence different aspects of your life. So the vibrational field of an experience, so say your love life, the experience of that and its vibrational field is ruled by one sound. So if you know that sound, you identify that sound, and you work with that sound, raise your that vibration is going to create that harmony or that alignment or that manifestation of that aspect of your life. So as I said, you know, we have the power to really raise or reduce something. Through our negativity, we reduce something. Through our positivity, we raise something. So when we raise it and raise enough in this lifetime through good energy, that experience is bound to happen. It's the law of nature then.
I really liked our sound vibration work. And I think that it was cool because basically he'll have you say some sounds and then you connect with one or the other. And then you have to do it twice a day for 20 minutes a day. And I saw such a difference. And I know that you just built an app that can help people find theirs. So I'd love for you to share that really quick before we wrap.
Yeah. So the app is A-N-A-N-T like Tom, A dot app. Ananta.app, A-N-A-N-T-A.app. Ananta means limitless. It's on both stores, Google and iStore. It's there.
The Apple Store,
yeah.
Got it. We'll put a link to it in the description of this episode. Pooja, you'll make sure, obviously. So basically, it's self-figure-outable. You can go in and find your vibration and do the work to help raise your vibration so that you can access the things that you want. I think that's so cool.
Yeah. But you have to do it for a longer period of time. It's not you do it today and then next 4 days you don't do anything. You have to continuously do it for a longer period of time. Yeah.
Well, Sanjeev, I thank you. There's so much in that episode that I think is going to help people. And it's so fascinating to learn about that We'll have to do some more because I have 20,000 other questions I didn't get to.
yes.
But if you want to know more about Sanjeev or if you want to work with him, you can just go to SanjeevSV.com. We'll also put that in the description for you. And like you said, the app is Ananta on the Apple App Store or on Google Play. Sanjeev, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on your show. It is a real pleasure. And you asked very good questions. And I hope I was not over the board.
No, you were amazing. You're amazing. Amazing.
Good.
And we'll do it again.
Wonderful. Thank you. Have a good day.
See you too.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye, Sanjeev.
Bye. Bye.
So, Kev.
Yes.
What did you think?
Well.
Is your mind blown?
I mean, it's frustrating because, like, you know, we talk about the IFF, the I Got Effed Foundation, and it's like, no, just, I'm sorry. But like, so are you screwed no matter what?
I don't think you're screwed no matter what, but I do think that what he's saying is when you're born, if you believe in past lives and all of that, that you come in with kind of a blueprint and some karmic debt that comes from your past life. And so there are a lot of people who believe you're here till you kind of get it right and that you're constantly evolving and constantly growing. And the way I was thinking about it as he was talking is like our body's just our ID card so that we remember which life we were what, right? Like maybe last life I was a squirrel, this life I'm Maria, and then next life I look like you. I don't know. I think we're kind of like ID cards. So that's why we're so insignificant and why it's so horrible that we have such big egos, because we're just specks and we're only here for a speck. But I think that we do have a lot of free will and we obviously can adjust our current karma and future or our future karma and currently make better decisions. But yeah, I mean, it definitely feels a little like if you want to put it like that, like
no. It's a lot. I'm being facetious. So what I did see was like, is that he's saying there's certain things that we are that we can't get around, but
our nature.
Yeah, but we can, you know, what we do with that nature.
Yeah, like there are people whose nature still up to us. Some nature for somebody might be that they're more sedentary, more calm, more slow. And then there's other people who are all fire and movement. And that's why Ayurveda is so interesting.
But I think the thing is, Maria, what do you do with that? What do you do with that? That's where I think you do have the control. Mm-hmm. And when you were bringing up intention, and I don't know, I'm going to just try to simplify this, but it seems like if you can get your ego out of things and just be decent mm-hmm. in your microtransactions and everything you do while being aware of your chart and who you are and where, like what, which can kind of be a guide to where you should be going. And I think the other thing he said that was really moving to me was that the human body is just really here to get us evolve our soul body. Mm-hmm. So the more human decisions we make, when I mean by human, I mean ego,
yeah.
Right? Reactions. Like the more a human will do those things, the more we kind of stay in the human form. And I think the more when we show ourselves to be evolved without ego, good intentions, pure intentions, I think that brings us closer to our soul. Does that make sense
absolutely.
As a breakdown?
And what's funny is I just told Kelsey yesterday that I wanted to bring on the author of The Ego is the Enemy.
Yeah.
So ironic. I think that what you're saying about microtransactions is great. So I will now after this make sure that anything I do is really untethered from me. I'm just doing it to do it because it's important to me and my character to do it. So I will pick up the wallet and give it to him without any strings attached, because that's where we're kind of screwing ourselves. Right. So, And in a lot of ways, and I remember after my surgery, I had written this on my mouse pad. It's like temper expectations, because when you have expectations of other people, it's only going to hurt you more because they're not here to make you feel better. They're not here to do things for you. We're supposed to remember we're individuals And we are living our own lives just like they're living their own lives. And then we make choices about whose life we want to go into and what we want to do and what we don't want to do. So when you have expectations of other people, you're really hurting yourself the most, because when they don't come through for you the way you think they should come through, and trust me, I do this, you're now frustrated, and now you're compromising relationships that may not have needed to be as complicated. So, and then when you add the fact that you're now destroying the good karma in a sense that you could have had from that transaction, I think it's really fascinating. So a lot to take in, a lot to digest, but I really love that episode. If you haven't clicked subscribe on YouTube, please, please do rate, comment, subscribe. We're trying to get to 2,000 on Apple Podcasts very quickly. So all of that is super helpful for us. Follow us at Better Together with Maria on Instagram. And thank you guys for being a part of the Patreon Heal Squad. I see some new members popping in. And at the $10 tier, you guys, you get weekly bonus episodes, you get the ad-free shows, and you also get the monthly heal events. And we have so much more coming down the pike for Patreon members. So join us. You just click the link tree in my Instagram or Better Together with Maria to join easily. And that is it for us. Bree, thank you so much for jumping in and helping Kelsey with jury duty. Who knows? She might be there longer. So that means you might be with us longer.
Yeah, when we're done, we're going to put the system on trial.
Exactly. In the meantime, follow us at Maria Menounos, at Better Together with Maria. And then, Sanjeev's website is, again, www.sanjeevsb.com. And we're going to put links to all of this in the description. Remember, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.